Joining us next is Franklin Gilliam. He's a professor of political science at the University of California at Los Angeles, UCLA. He studies race in political campaigns and in the media. Welcome.
Good morning.
So the winner of the Illinois Senate race will become the only black member of the United States Senate.
Well, just to expand on that a little bit, if the Senate were chosen by lottery among all Americans, you'd have about a quarter of the Senate black or Latino, and a half would be women. So this is only the third black American since Reconstruction. Now, there are, I think, two very simple reasons why this happens. Of course, the Senate becomes a statewide election, meaning that candidates have to be able to get votes from across the state, not in just in urban centers where there are large minority populations. And secondly, there are winner-take-all elections, so you only have to win by one vote. Both of these things work against minority candidates to the extent that whites do not cross over and vote for them.
Now, is that still true today, or is it something that politicians assume to be true and therefore they're less likely to support a black candidate for a statewide office?
Well, I think the evidence suggests that it's still true. You're talking about no blacks in the Senate now, no Latinos in the Senate. And so I think the evidence is pretty clear here. You think about here in California of Tom Bradley not being able to win the governorship in the early 1980s. If Tom Bradley can't win in California, a popular mayor of Los Angeles, I think it speaks to sort of the difficulty of getting whites to cross over and vote for black candidates.
And lay out why it has been a little bit easier for minorities to win seats in the House of Representatives than in the Senate.
The districts are smaller, populations are concentrated, and because of actually the unfortunate aspect of American life that we're racially segregated, you get large concentrations of minority voters in particular jurisdictions. And because the state legislatures continue to draw safe seats for the members of Congress. But on the other hand, it is difficult to expand beyond those districts that are majority-minority.
I'm curious why you think Barack Obama, who is just a state senator in Illinois and who has not yet even won election to the United States Senate, has become such a nationally known figure.
Well, let's start with the obvious things. Obama is charismatic. He is articulate. And he is somewhat connected in Illinois state politics. And so Obama has a sort of crossover appeal. So he's managed to broaden his appeal, in part because of this narrative of the American dream, in part because he's not overtly connected to the black political machine, as it were.
Jesse Jackson was a civil rights leader and had an organization. Barack Obama has a very different background.
Well, I think that what we will find with the new generation of black and Latino candidates is that the connection to the old civil rights establishment will wane, just simply a generational matter more than anything. Even Jackson's own son is sort of, I suspect, much closer in politics to Obama than his father. They're almost technocratic background as opposed to a civil rights background.
We've been talking to Franklin Gilliam. He's a professor of political science at UCLA. Thanks very much.
Thank you.